The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Everyone, this is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School here in a cold, misty, and wet in Walla Walla, Washington. And we've got a day-night doubleheader. The Lady Irish will tip off at, well, it was supposed to tip off at 4 p.m., and the junior varsity boys game is with 1 minute left. It's a three-point game. So it's been kind of entertaining to watch as we get ready for this varsity doubleheader. So the Irish girls, as soon as the JV boys game is over, will warm up and take on the Yakima Nation Tribal Golden Eagles. The Lady Golden Eagles out of Yakima Nation Tribal in Toppenish, Washington. They are undefeated and currently ranked number 2 in the state. They've gone back and forth between being ranked number 1 and ranked number 2 in the state this year. They're, as of this morning, they're ranked number 2. The Lady Irish will have a 4-2 division record and be 7-5 overall. And we'll get the final minute of the junior varsity contest finished, and then we'll get going with the girls' broadcast. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here after the timeout. Lost my power strip has become very popular up here. There are several Yakima Nation Tribal fans and students who are using it to plug in their cell phone chargers. And I had one spot left, and the girl plugged her phone into it, and it killed the power. So fortunately, it happened during a break. Well, I was figuring out my power issue, and they've stopped the clock with, just a few seconds left. They, in the JV game, the score is still 51-48. And one thing that they do this in a lot of gymnasiums, and they do it in our gymnasium now. They, when there's a timeout, they clear the game time off the clock and put the timing for the timeout up there. And I don't like that, because if you're not watching and look up at the clock, you don't know what time is left. So 32 seconds left. The Sales inbounding. We'll do a little impromptu boys JV play-by-play. The boys are inbounding under their basket, down three with 32 seconds left. They inbound to Dominic Pizzari. He drives in and lays it in. It's a one-point game, and we've got a timeout on the floor. So 25.9 seconds left to go in the ballgame. The Sales was within one. When I got here, it was halftime, or just before halftime, and our boys, I think they were ahead, and we had 26 points. And I think it was like 26 to 20 or something like that. And then we made just 3 points. We scored only 3 points in the third quarter. And we're down by as many as 8 points in the third quarter and early fourth quarter as Yakima Nation Tribal, entertaining group to watch. They have 14 players suited up for their JV game, and not a single one of them on the JV roster is listed as a freshman or an eighth grader. They're all sophomores, juniors, and seniors on their JV team on the boys' side. And then you look at the boys' varsity roster, and they're mostly sophomores and an eighth grader and a couple and three seniors. So their JV roster is more experienced than their varsity roster. And they've, like I said, they've got 14 kids suit up. They take up the whole, from the scorer's table to basically the end of the bench between coaches and players. But the Irish girls are down to my left waiting to take the court, and the Yakima Nation girls, the undefeated. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yakima Nation just stole the inbound and made a basket onto Sales' basket. Oh. So now they have to decide whose ball it is. Oh, I feel bad for that kid. Oh, well, he's not on the rot. Well, holy moly. Well, he's not on the roster. So now Yakima Nation will inbound the ball. No, it's the Sales ball again. That's right, because Yakima Nation have possession. So now the Sales. Wait, we just scored. How come they didn't give us a basket? What? We should have the lead. What is going on around here? I'm sorry. You guys are tuning in for a girls game. So the Yakima Nation boys stole the inbound pass a moment ago, made a lay-in at our basket, but they didn't count it. And now we've inbounded the ball, and Dominic Pizzari got fouled, which I don't know why they would foul him. I think they thought they were behind. And now he's missed his first free throw, and this one would tie it. And it does. Well, I'm going to have to hear the explanation on that one, why that wouldn't be a basket for us. Now we're tied at 51, and Sam Pizzari steals the ball, and he's fouled with 12.7 seconds left. So the Pizzari brothers, a chance to be the heroes here. Dominic hit a bucket to get us within one. And then he hit a free throw, one or two free throws to tie it. Now Sam Pizzari can give the Irish the lead with 12.7 seconds left. Exciting stuff. First one is good. The Irish are up by one. Now do not foul. Now Yakima Nation has launched a lot of three-point field goals in this game. That's kind of how they got back and took the lead. Misses the second one, 10 seconds to go. Still plenty of time. It's a one-point Irish lead. Number one has it for Yakima Nation. Kicks it out behind the three-point line. Three on the way. It's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds to DeSales with 1.5 seconds left. So the Irish with 1.5 seconds left, just have to get this ball inbounded. They face a lot of full court pressure. Just throw it to the other end. They get it inbound to Dominic Fazar, and he's fouled. No, that's Cohen Wood. No, that's Tyce Wood. Tyce Wood, the Irish freshman, will shoot free throws with 0.8 seconds left. Well, I'm going to have to get an explanation on that, regardless of, you know, whether it's a varsity game or a JV game or whatever. The team steals the ball from you and shoots the basket at the wrong basket and makes it. And why wouldn't you get points for that? The ball went in to the opponent basket. Anyway, Tyce's first free throw is good, 53-51. And the Irish boys JV team, huge comeback here in the final 2 minutes of the ball game. After they blew a halftime lead, he hits them both. Don't foul, just stay away, throw it full court. And the Irish boys win an exciting JV boys game, 54-51. And we've got one of the biggest crowds we've had all year in the gym right now. And we haven't even started the varsity contest. So some bonus coverage of junior varsity boys basketball as the Irish boys win at 54-51 in the JV game. I'm going to write that down on the bottom of the boys' score sheet. JV 54-51. And the girls will get set to take on the Yakima Nation Tribal girls. As I mentioned in my opener, as before I got going on the play-by-play of boys' JVs, the Yakima Nation Tribal Golden Eagles, called the Kwayama in their native language, which is across the big emblem in their home gymnasium. Their head coach, Ken Jamison, their girls are 8-0 in the division, 15-0 on the season. They are currently ranked number 2 in the state RPI rankings. They were ranked number 1 for a while, and they're now ranked number 2. There are other undefeated teams. I think Nia Bay is ranked number 1. Nia Bay is actually 11-2 with the number 1 ranking. But it's all based on your strength of schedule and all kinds like that, things like that. And then the computer spits out a number, and the Nia Bay number is a little bit stronger than the undefeated Yakima Nation girls. The nice thing about it, at the beginning of February, which we're getting closer and closer to, at the beginning of February, we will have league and district tournaments that will go on for basically the whole month of February to determine who goes to the state tournament at the end of February and in the first weekend of March. It's an exciting time of year. I also have the standings for both the girls and the boys I'll share with you in a moment, as this marks the start of the second half of the league season. You play every team twice. The DeSales boys and girls have played everybody once, and we opened up with Toppenish at Toppenish against Yakima Nation Tribal in league play. So Yakima Nation is down here for this. So we start the second half of our league schedule, and we'll take a look at those Southeast 1B Grape Division standings when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did.
please check out our inventory at delgravesinc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at Sales High School. We're full into the pregame of the girls' broadcast after a little bonus coverage of the boys' junior varsity game. And both teams out warming up. The Lady Irish will be the home team and the home whites on their home floor with the forest green numbers. The Lady Golden Eagles of Yakima Nation Tribal out of Toppenish, Washington will be in the road blue uniforms trimmed in gold. And as I mentioned in the opener, they're undefeated. I also mentioned that this is the halfway point or the start of the second half of league play. So let's look at the great division standings on the girls' side. And keep in mind, the top four teams will qualify for league tournament play, which is the first step to getting into district and then to state. There are seven teams in the league. Four will advance beyond regular season play. Yakima Nation Tribal in first place at 8-0. And as I mentioned, ranked number two in the state. Liberty Christian's girls are in second place at 5-1. They are playing at Touche tonight. DeSales is 4-2. Sunnyside Christian is in fourth place at 3-4. So the Lady Irish are solidly in third place. Prescott is in fifth place at 2-5. Touche is 2-4. And Walla Walla Valley Academy is winless in league play. That's a look at the standings. And the upcoming schedule of games next week, as the Irish girls are putting the finishing touches on a three-game week. We played Monday and Tuesday at Touche with a win 58-22. Tuesday at Walla Walla Valley Academy with a win 47-15. And finish out the week against the number one team in the league, number two team in the state. So we beat Touche and Wava at the bottom of the standings and now facing a very good Yakima Nation Tribal team to end up this three-game week. It's also finals week at DeSales, the end of the first semester, so it's been a very busy week for our student-athletes. And after this ball game, the girls will travel Monday over to Mount Freewater to take on Mackay, and then Oaksdale comes to the Irish gym on Tuesday. They're a wheat division opponent. And then we're at Prescott Friday of next week and at Riverside Christian next Saturday. Riverside Christian does not have a girls program. So a three-game week next week for the Lady Irish. Games on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday of next week. Busy, busy time of year. These teams met back on December 13th. We'll take a closer look at how that game ended up when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School. The Irish girls warming up to take on the number two team in the state, the undefeated Yakima Nation Tribal Golden Eagles. And the Lady Irish played their first league game back on December 13th up in Toppenish, and Yakima Nation really got after the Lady Irish, beat them 70-22. An extremely slow start for the Irish. They scored just 4 points in the first half. None in the second quarter. The Lady Irish were down 40-4 at the half. Yakima Nation's girls won, tied for the league title last year, and they've come back very strong this year. And their game is pressure, pressure, pressure all the time. In fact, the only two baskets the Irish girls made in the first half, one was on an inbound play, and the other was on a press break. So the Irish did not score a bucket in the first half up there because they could never get into their offense due to the Yakima Nation pressure. And then when the Yakima Nation girls get it at the offensive end, if they are in their set offense, they are going to bombs away from beyond the three-point line. They made 12 three-point field goals in that game on December 13th. So they like to pressure you on defense, score in transition, and if you slow them down somehow, they're going to launch a three-point field goal. So they are very, very, very tough to deal with. The Irish girls did fare a little better in the second half. They lost the second half by a score of 30-18, where... but they were behind 40-4 at the half. So a better effort in the second half, but a very good Yakima Nation team, and the Lady Irish are going to have to try to handle that pressure, have some confidence when they finish on the press break, and build on that second half success that they had up at Toppenish back on December 13th. Now, that's a good recipe for success, but the Irish are missing a couple players, I just found out. A lot of illness has been going around the schools the last couple of weeks. The Sales boys had some players missing from their roster in the game versus Walla Walla Valley Academy during the week. And the Lady Irish are missing Peyton Benavides for this one. She's homesick. Peyton Benavides, double-digit scorer in the Touche and Waba game and the leading scorer for the Lady Irish back in December when we face Yakima Nation. But the 5'8 junior is ill. Audrey Casso, who sometimes starts, and is, if she doesn't start, she's the first player off the bench. She's also sick and not available for Coach Nick Hazeltine. So the Lady Irish are shorthanded, and they are playing one of the top teams in the state and certainly the top team in the Southeast 1B Great Division. We'll take a look at the starting lineups when we come back on 94.1 FM. HSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live for a quick look at the starting lineups. First for Yakima Nation Tribal and their head coach, Ken Jamison. Mykesa Whiteenna will start. She had 14 points the first time these teams met. Ayanna Simpson, a senior, will start. They do not list heights on their program. Julia George, she's a six-footer. She's a senior. She had 12 points the last time these teams met. Ruby Trujillo-Walsey, a senior, will start. And Acela Thomas, a junior who did not suit up when these teams last played, she'll start as well. Well, the flag has been lowered from the rafters. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the rest of the starting lineups. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay, we're back live at DeSales High School. The opening prayer and flag salute have been completed, and the American flag has been returned to its receptacle in the rafters here, the automated flag receptacle. It lowers it and it raises. Of course, that is in memory of First Lieutenant Matthew Fazari, the sales class of 2005, who was killed in action. And you know what? His sons, Dominic and Sammy, who were just babies when that happened, when he was killed in action, they scored the last 4 points of a comeback win in the JV game. Dominic made a shot to get us within one. Then he made a free throw to tie it. And then Sammy made a free throw to give them the lead. And then Tice Wood made a couple more with 8/10 of a second to go to ice it. So way to go, Fazari clan. That flag receptacle donated by the class of 2013. Well, I mentioned the Yakima Nation tribal starters before we broke away. So Coach Nick Hazeltine's lineup is a bit changed up. Lindley Donnelly, the 5'3 sophomore, will get the start tonight. Normally she comes off the bench. Teresa Holtzinger, a 5'4 sophomore, will start. Teresa was held to 4 points when we played up at Toppenish, but she can score it. She had 21 in a win over Touche on Monday. Madison Ortuno, the 5'4 senior, will start. And Tessa Mendoza, the 5'6 freshman, will start. And getting her first varsity start this year, and I think of her career, Addison Mason, a 5'8 freshman, who was on the varsity roster last year. So Lindley Donnelly and Addison Mason, two players that normally come off the bench for Coach Hazeltine, will start in the absence of Peyton Benavides, who's their number two scorer on the season, is a very solid offensive player, and Audrey Casso, one of the top six players typically. So not ideal, obviously, a situation to have these shorthanded against the number two team in the state, and especially with their style of play. They want to run up and down the floor all the time, and you got to be able to try to keep the stamina going and keep fresh players in the game, and the Irish are shorthanded in this one. So the starting lineups have been announced. We're just about ready to go with the ball game. So the main thing I think for the Irish girls is build some confidence, and you just never know. This team really relies on two things: pressure, 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 and three-point shooting. If they have an off night shooting the ball and we can handle the pressure, then we can hang in here with the very good Yakima Nation girls team. And I know two of the officials, Zach Widmer, former student of mine back in the 90s, and then Justin James. I do not know the name of the third official. My friend Lon, who partners up with me, especially at the home games, he's home watching the Seahawk game. Seahawk 49er game. A lot of Seahawks jerseys in the gym. There's one, at least one guy across the way wearing a 49ers jersey. Christian McCaffrey, that'd be the guy to wear one on. And we're underway as the Eagles control the tip. In the right corner with it is Julia George. Up top for a long three by Ayanna Thompson. It's off the mark. Rebound by Teresa Holtzinger. They pressure her in backcourt. She gets it across the timeline to Lindley Donnelly, to Mason. Mason comes up, puts up a strong shot. It won't go, but she's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line. So DeSales gets a miss, get the rebound, break the press, and Addison Mason at the free throw line to shoot two. The foul was on Ayanna Sampson, the same player that missed that three-pointer. So nice start to the lady, for the Lady Irish. Mason's first free throw is up, and it rolls off. She didn't step over the line, though. I had a chance to visit with her this week, and she's really worked on her shot rotation, but she steps on the line every once in a while. Deep breath, second one's on the way, and it's short, and she stepped over the line. She knew it was short, so she went to go get it. So I jinxed her a little bit. So neither team scores on their first possession. Julia George, the six-footer, will bring it up court, and they throw it away. Nope, and knocked out of bounds by Ortuno. So the Golden Eagles like to play a lot of people around the three-point line and spread the court. Long cross-court pass behind the defense to Thomas. Thomas' shot won't go. Rebound Ortuno. Thomas did not play the last time these teams met. Either that or she is wearing a different number. Pass to Donnelly. She's pressured. Gets it up to Holtzinger. Teresa dribbles to the left. Has it knocked away. Stolen by Walsey. Trujillo Walsley with the steal to George. Up to Sampson. Now to Thomas. Kick back to Wyanna. Wyanna in the left corner. Back to Thomas. They'll swing it to Trujillo. Trujillo Walsey has the ball knocked away by Mendoza. And the steal by Donnelly. Donnelly picks up the loose ball, gets it down low to Ortuno. They got a 3-on-1. She's double-teamed now, though. Lost the handle on the pass, then double-teamed. And then a physical tie-up as a couple of seniors hit the deck. Ruby Trujillo-Walsey for Yakima Nation and Maddie Ortuno. I like that battle. Possession arrow to the Irish. Lady Irish hanging in here early. Lob it inside to Mason. Gets the ball inside, puts it up strong. She's fouled. So a nice start for the Lady Irish. The foul is on Wyanna. So Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, getting the start back at the free throw line. No score. So the Sales has got their second, and Mason now misses the next free throw way off the mark. Didn't quite find the rim on that one. Second one is up and off the iron as well, and she goes over the line again. The deal is once the officials see a player go over that line, they're going to be watching it closer and closer. So Addison Mason, the freshman, 0 for 4 at the line. No score in the ball game yet. The Sales have played very good defense and rebounded the ball well and handled the pressure so far. George in the left corner to Wyanna. Back up top it goes to Sampson. The Sales defense is very aggressive. Up top it goes to Thomas. Thomas to George. Shot clock at 8. George fires a 3. She's got it. Julia George. I could be wrong, but I think she's been starting since her 8th grade year. And she gets the Golden Eagles on the board up 3-0 now. Irish break the press over the top to Donnelly, and then she traveled. Lindley caught the ball at half court and turned to pressure the defense of Yakima Nation, and she traveled. Took 2 steps before she put the ball on the floor. Irish down 3-0. Get inside to George. Kick right corner to Wyanna. Up top to Sampson. To Thomas. Swing it to Trujillo. Trujillo cut off on the baseline. Dumps it inside. Ball knocked away. Loose ball. Irish have it. Donnelly at half court. She dribbles across the timeline. Gets it through a trap to Ortuno. Now to Holtzinger. Holtzinger to the foul line. She takes a tough shot. It's partially blocked and then off of Mendoza out of bounds. Irish down 3-0. This is competitive, very competitive right now. Up at Toppenish, December 13, it was not competitive. The Irish are down 40-4 at halftime. Up top it goes to Sampson. Sampson has it stolen away by Mendoza. Mendoza comes the other way and lays it in. Tessa Mendoza gives the Eagles a bit of their own medicine. Quick pass up court to Wyanna. Three-pointer, she hits it. That's what they do. Inbound the ball, one long pass, and a three-pointer. Irish down 6-2. 3-on-1 fast break. They get it ahead of the pack to Ortuno. She has it knocked away by George. Good job of the Irish running the floor after the made basket. Gretchen Ferraro will check in for Lindley Donnelly. Irish down 6-2, 5-12 to go first quarter. Holtzinger left corner to Mason, up top to Gretchen Ferraro. Now to Holtzinger in the corner. They come right at her. Three players on it. She drives baseline and she loses the ball out of bounds, knocked out of there by a Toppenish player. Teresa is their main threat, and the Toppenish defense sent three players right at her on that baseline. Teresa will inbound with 16 on the shot clock. Nobody open inside, throws it out top between the circles to Gretchen Ferraro. Gretchen throws to the high post to Mason, knocked away by Sampson. Loose ball, Trujillo Walsey. He's got it ahead to Thomas. Back outside to Sampson. To Walsey. Swing it over to Wyanna. Wyanna, 3 on the way, out the back iron, won't go. Rebound, Teresa Holtzinger. Teresa, with 3 players shadowing her, gets into front court to Ortuno. Ortuno can't handle the pass, but it goes right to Gretchen Ferraro. Now to Teresa, and the Irish will set up. High post to Mason. Mason on the right wing to Mendoza. Mendoza shot too strong. Ortuno with the rebound. Her put back off the mark. Rebound, George. Quickly out to Wyanna. Wyanna will go all the way up inside for the lay-in. It's off the mark, but she's fouled. Love the effort level from the Irish. Foul is on Gretchen Ferraro. Her first. First foul on the Lady Irish. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Irish down 6-2. Makisa Wayena, who had a 3-point field goal after Mendoza had stolen the ball away and laid it in, and they came right up the court, and Wayena misses the first free throw. Second free throw is off the mark as well. Gretchen Ferrar runs down the rebound, gets it to Holtzinger up court behind Fortuno out of bounds. That's the trap, so to speak, that the Yakima Nation program gets you into. They press you so hard, you start running, and then if you're not used to running, you throw the ball away. Thomas fires a three. It won't go. Another rebound for the Irish. That's Holtzinger. She's triple teamed. She's going to dribble out of it. They've got a 4-on-1. George is back to get to Ferraro. Ferraro puts a shot up. It won't go, but she's fouled. So Teresa Holtzinger fought her way through four players. Julia George, a six-footer, was back. Teresa broke the pressure, got it to Gretchen Ferraro, and hustling back was Trujillo, and she fouls Gretchen. So the Irish third trip to the free throw line. And Gretchen's first one is good. Hit the iron on the back, kissed the glass, and went in. Irish down 6-3, 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Theoretically, if the Irish could have made their free throws, they'd be ahead or tied right now. Second free throw's off the mark. Rebound, George. Long pass up court to Wayena. And right in front of her is Gretchen. They swing it around to Sampson. In the left corner to Thomas. Back up to George. George swing it to Walsey Trujillo. On the baseline to Wayena. Pass on the lane to George. Puts up a right-handed hook shot. And she's got it. She caught it and just immediately put a little baby hook shot up from the shoulder and scored it. Irish down 8-3. Pass inside to Holtzinger. Puts a little right-handed hook shot up of her own. And she scores it in traffic. Therese, a little right-handed shot. Irish down 8-5. George deep on the right wing. Pass high post to Sampson. Back to George. Left wing to Trujillo. Trujillo backing in on Holtzinger. Kick out now to George. To Sampson. Sampson back to George on the left corner. Up top to Trujillo. Three on the way. Off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. Teresa. Just 5'4", but she's all over those boards. Up the court, it goes to Ferraro. Ferraro ahead to Mason. She gets the ball in traffic, and she's fouled. Teresa Holtzinger, full court pass. She's fired up. Got it to Ferraro at the top of the key. Hit Mason, slicing to the basket. And Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, just got to find a way to make a free throw here. Irish down 8-5. The foul was on Wayena. That's her second. It looks like she's going to come out of the ball game, and Mason hits the free throw and stayed behind the line. Nice job. Irish down 8-6. So Wayena comes out of the ball game, and in comes Ty Kress Pereza. Second free throw's up and off the back iron. Rebounded by George. Irish down 8-6. 2:57 to go, first quarter. Quick pass up court to Thomas. She hits a long two from the right baseline. One pass and a shot, 10-6. They like to shoot it. The Irish are hanging in there, though, down 10-6. And there's a pass by Ferraro right to George inside. Now left wing pass to Trujillo. Her shot won't go. Long rebound chased down by Ortuno. Gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger pass up court, knocked away by Thomas. Loose ball picked up by Trujillo. To Thomas, 12-footer on the way, won't go. Rebound Ortuno. And timeout to Sales. Nick Hazeltine's girls hanging in there. Things were starting to get a little out of control. 2:25 to go, first quarter. DeSales girls, who are behind 40-4 against this team at halftime on December 13th, are in a ball game on their home floor, down 10-6. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. The Irish break the press, lose the ball. There's a collision. The ball's on the floor again. Holtzinger's got it. She's double-teamed. I got a whistle and a foul. So right as we came back, the Irish had just inbounded the ball. They got it to Addison Mason at half court. George came up to knock it away. They hit each other. George hit the floor hard as Addison got her right in the chest, and she's got the wind knocked out of her. She's trying to shake it off over in front of her coach, Ken Jamison. In the meantime, the ball got loose. Teresa got it. They triple-teamed her and fouled her, and that's already five fouls on the Eagles. So the Irish will shoot free throws the rest of this first quarter. Teresa hits the first one. Already the ninth and tenth free throw attempts for the Irish. Irish down 10-7. Teresa's second one is off the mark. Rebound Thomas. Thomas quickly up court. Passes left wing to Sampson. Sampson looking at the 2-3 zone defense of the Irish. They swing it around to Serena Cloud, who's checked in. Serena, just a freshman. She had 8 points in that game up in top. She'll take a three, and she banks it in. Caught it. She was deep on the three-point wing, and it banked and went in. Irish down 13-7. Fire at will. Now they get to Mason at the foul line. She turns, shoots a jump shot, won't go. Rebound Cloud. Cloud, the freshman, getting involved right away. Hit a three, got a rebound. Now to Thomas. Left wing to Sampson. Sampson on the baseline to number 12, or 42, excuse me. That's Nika Lara. And now they get to Sampson. To Thomas, her shot off the mark, rebound, Teresa Holtzinger. Teresa has a lot of rebounds here early. And they got it inside to Addison Mason, and she scores it inside. Addison's first field goal, the Irish down 13-9, inside a minute to go here, first quarter. They get it inside to Chris Hersia. Her shot won't go, rebound, Holtzinger again. They head to Mendoza behind the defense, and she's fouled going up for the shot. The Sales girls consistently beating the Golden Eagles down the floor. If you hold the ball, they're going to trap you, so get it and get it to the other end. And that foul was on Cloud, her first. Nika Lara, who's in the ball game, is a freshman, and Mendoza hits the free throw. First one's good by the Irish. The Sales down 13-10. Upset on the Irish mind. Liliana Osorio Rivas, a 5'3 sophomore, hasn't played much, but the last couple games against Tushy and Wava, she's got a lot of minutes. She's in the ball game, doing a nice job. And Mendoza misses the second free throw. Up court come the Eagles. And Lara fires a three. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Chased down in the corner by Mendoza. Mendoza gets it to Ferraro. Don't hold the ball. Gretchen on the dribble. Gets it up the front court to Osorio. And she's tied up by Ty Horacia. H-U-E-R-E-C-A. Horacia. She's a senior and the possession arrow in favor of the Eagles. 20 seconds to go. First quarter. Irish down 13-10. What an improvement from December 13th. Pass inside. Knocked away. And the loose ball picked up by Osorio. Tucker Ferraro to Ortuno. Cut off down low. Lose the ball. She's on the floor. That gets it to Ferraro. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Hit to Mason. Open from 14. Off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound tip. Controlled by the Eagles. And that's the end of the first quarter. The Lady Irish within 3 points. Down 13-10 after 8 minutes. Coach Hazeltine and his staff very pleased with the effort. They just got to find a way to maintain it. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales will open up the second quarter by inbounding against full court pressure. No surprise there. They get it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger drives in and passes it down low, stolen away. Saved inbounds by the Eagles, but right to Teresa. Teresa drives in traffic, can't hit the shot, gets her own rebound, gets it to Mason. Mason misses the shot inside. Rebound by Sampson. DeSales' effort is excellent right now. Has been the whole game. And there's a steal by Mendoza. Steals it away from Thomas, and she's fouled. That's TJ Thomas. And such a... Whoa, that wasn't a foul? I thought they called that a foul. Oh, my goodness, they said she traveled. She goes, well, she traveled because she got hit, pushed in the back. Holy smokes, I was ready to circle two. Oh, well. No, there's a foul on Tessa Mendoza. All right. I was had my head down the score sheet making two circles for Tessa for a shooting free throw, and they called traveling. Into the game for the Eagles, Tiana Stay High, a sophomore, as Coach Jamison going to a lot of different players here in the first half. Cloud with it to Thomas in the corner to Sampson. Sampson, double team, kicks it out to Cloud. She steps back on the three-point line, shoots an air ball. Sampson tries to save it, can't do it. Just underway, second quarter. The Sales trying to pull a huge upset here on their home floor. Down 13 to 10 right now. They get to Ortuno. Ortuno is called for traveling. And she was double teamed as she received the pass in back court. And a little contact there, but she lost her footing and called for traveling. So DeSales has been called for traveling twice now, where the traveling calls were created by contact. Lara kicks it out to Sarah. Her three-pointer won't go. Holtzinger with another rebound. Teresa's got to be close to 10 rebounds already. And there's an outlet pass up court to Donnelly. Collision. Ball goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Yakima Nation. But there's still a lot of contact. They're not calling the fouls like they were in the first quarter. The Eagles committed 6 first-half fouls. The Irish couldn't take advantage, going just 4 of 12 from the free-throw line. Teresa drives in, dumps a pass inside for Brooklyn Frazier, who's checked in. She can't have a pass, handle it, but Donnelly will chase it down. Now Teresa's got it. Teresa on the drive. She puts up a little left-handed hook shot off the mark. Ortuno with the rebound. Her putback block. She gets it back, gets it to Mendoza, and Mendoza puts it in. The thing the Irish are doing is they're not panicking with all the ball pressure and the block shots. They get it back. They fire it up again. Irish down 13-12 as they score first here in the second quarter. They get it to Lara. And out to Stay High. Stay has it knocked away, but she gets it back. Now Cloud with it. Back to Stay High. Now up top to Sampson. High post to Husseraria. Husseraria hits the shot in the middle. 15-12. Irish down 3. Here's more pressure. Mendoza has it taken right away from her by Stay High. Stay High fires up a 15-footer. Won't go. Rebound or turnover. Get it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger surveying the defense. Dribbles past the double team up the sideline, and then she has the ball knocked out of bounds by Cloud. Stamina is going to be a big deal as the Eagles keep subbing in lots of players, and Teresa Holtzinger is just going to have to gut it out. Coach Hazeltine is also putting in some reserves as Mendoza and Donnelly come out, and Ferraro and Osorio Rivas come in. Inbound to Holtzinger out near half court. Right on her is number 4. I don't have number 4 on my roster. And they pass it down to Osorio. She tries to save it from going out of bounds, but it goes right to the Eagles. They come the other way. Julia George to Osorio. Oh, number four is One Penny. Amber One Penny, a senior who started last year. Now I've got a whistle away from the ball. Teresa picks up a foul, reaching, I guess it was at the ball, her first. They get it to One Penny. One Penny shot in and out, stays out. Rebound battle, Fortuno and One Penny on the floor with it. Possession arrow, jump ball. The arrow in favor of Yakima Nation. 15-12, the Sales down by three. Each team has one field goal here in the second quarter. You get down to Lara, kick out to Thurasea, to George, to Stayhigh. Stayhigh banks it in the lane from 5 feet away. Sienna Stayhigh's first basket of the game. And now the Irish lose the ball out of bounds coming up the court. Irish down 17-12. 5:11 to go, first half. The Sales girls trailed Yakima Nation 40-4 at the half on December 13th. What an improvement. And the Irish are missing two players due to illness. Benavides and Casso. Both starters. Benavides always starts. Casso starts sometimes. Halasia shoots a long three. It won't go. George with the rebound. Put back. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Holtzinger's got it. Holtzinger will put on the brakes. Now restart. She keeps that dribble. Now she's surveying the defense. She gets it into front court. Still dribbling. Gets it to the foul line. Gets all the way and goes up on George. Shot is blocked. Teresa did a lot of work to get near the basket. And then Julia George blocked the shot. She's a six-footer. Ferraro hits the deck hard. Gets back up quick. Now they get to Lara. Right corner pass to Stayhigh. Now to One Penny. Now on the baseline to George. Back to One Penny to Stayhigh. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Mason. Mason brings the ball down and she's tied up. You can't put the ball down by your hip. You got to keep the ball away from the defender. Put your hip into the defender and put the ball away from it. Possessioner is in favor of the Irish. Gretchen Ferraro is going to check out. Donnelly's back in. Teresa surveys the pressure, gets it to Mason. Mason quickly turns the other way, gets into front court to Donnelly. Donnelly fighting to keep the ball away from Laura. She will. Now to Mendoza, to Mason, inside to Ortuno, lay-in. Nice job, ball movement. They're going to attack the ball every time. If you can pass it quickly, you can do some damage. Irish down by three, 17-14. Fast break by the Eagles the other way. One Penny misses a shot inside. Rebound Holtzinger to Mason, ahead to Tortuno, ahead to Mason, and she's fouled. A three-on-one fast break. The Lady Irish transition game is it almost equal to the Eagles. What a great effort. And that foul was on Stayhigh, her first. And Addison Mason, these will be her seventh and eighth free throws. She's one of six. She misses that one wide left off the backboard. She's got 3 points. The Sales went to the free throw line 12 times in the first quarter. Mason had a nice stroke going here last couple of games. But her trouble was stepping on the line. But now she's corrected that error. That one's right down the well. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Irish have pulled within 2 points, 17-15. 3:34 to go in the half. George in the right corner to One Penny. One Penny, mid-post to Lara. Back to One Penny at the right elbow to Stayhigh. Up top it goes to Wyanna. Back to Stayhigh. Stayhigh swing it to George. Irish in the 2-3 zone. They get in the lane to Stayhigh. Puts up a 15-footer. She's got it. Stayhigh, right just a step inside the foul line. The Tiana Stayhigh, a sophomore, has come in and hit a couple baskets. And now we have a whistle and a timeout as Ortuno got the ball just across half court. She was double-teamed. Coach Hazeltine says timeout. The Sales girls playing hard. They trail 19-15. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Lady Irish executing the Irish game plan, but not there as Mendoza throws it right to One Penny off the inbound. One Penny misses a shot with Holtzinger defending her. Now Mendoza with the rebound. Mendoza to Donnelly. Donnelly up the right sideline, passes back to Mendoza, knocked away and out of bounds by George. Mendoza will inbound right in front of the Yakima Nation coaching staff. George has the long arms. Mendoza throws it over the top to Donnelly. Donnelly has it at the top of the key, just a little left of there. Now between the circles is Holtzinger. Great crowd on hand. Yakima Nation always brings a lot of players. And now Mason is tangled up with Ruby Trujillo-Walsley. That's a jump ball, possession arrow to the Eagles. Irish girls down 19-15. The Sales girls did not reach the 15-point mark until the fourth quarter when these teams met December 13th. Long pass in the corner, knocked away by Artuna. Ball's loose on the deck. She's fighting for it with Trujillo, and it's going to be a jump ball. Nice defense initially by Artuna as the cross-court pass, she was able to knock it away, but couldn't control it without forcing the jump ball. Holtzinger dribbles over the pressure, pass too high for Artuna. George will run it down. Now George will throw it full court the other way, stolen by Holtzinger. They got a 4-on-2 to Donnelly, to Artuna, but Donnelly fouled. Lindley got down the right wing with the ball, but Julia George, the 6-foot senior, was in her way, and she tried to put on the brakes and travel. In the front court, George has it now to YN on the left elbow. Up top to One Penny, 3 on the way, she's got it. Amber One Penny hits the 3-pointer. The first one of this quarter, the fourth one of the game, and now a steal by Trujillo. She got it away from Donnelly, and then Mendoza reaches in and fouls Trujillo. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. The Irish down 22-15. It's not a shooting foul, so Trujillo will inbound. Gretchen Ferraro checks in for Donnelly. Trujillo to inbound. Get it out top to George. Pass inside to Trio. Out to Wyanna. 3 on the way. It's off the mark. Backward. Nothing else. Stay high with the rebound. She throws it out for One Penny. Too far. Goes out of bounds in front of the Irish bench. The Sales will have the ball down 7 with 1:50 to go. First half. Full court pressure. Holtzinger gets it. She pushes it quickly into front court. Stay high. Cuts her off on the sideline. Cross court to Ferraro. To Mason, 15-footer on the way, won't go. Rebound tip, Holtzinger ends up with it, puts the shot up off the bottom of the backboard, gets it back again, still trying to find room. Jackie George slaps it away from her, and it goes out of bounds. Teresa Holtzinger generously listed at 5'4". They don't list heights for the Eagles, but most of them are taller than Teresa, but she's been the ball hawk on the boards offensively and defensively. They inbound it, not to throw. She tries to get a pass to Holtzinger. Holtzinger has it, but it was tipped initially, and then Trujillo keeps reaching in. Finally, they call the foul. That's 3 on Trujillo-Walsey. And she kept reaching in. They didn't call it, and they finally did. A lot of Yakima Nation tribal fans, when they come to the game, they just all clump behind their bench. They spread out all over the gym. So there's vocal Eagle fans all over the place, and they look inside to Mason, but it's stolen by Stayhigh. Addison was open for a second, but she's got to come stronger to the ball. Up the other way to George, a long three, and she hits it, and she's fouled by Tessa Mendoza. Tessa Mendoza just rammed into George. George was shooting a deep three, and she hit it and got fouled. Just a freshman mistake there for sure. So just like that, the Eagles are up by 10 with a chance for the four-point play. Mendoza will come out of the ball game. Donnelly will check back in. Coach Hazeltine going to coach her up a little bit. Free throws off the mark. Mason will run it down in the corner. She's pressured there by Priscilla Thomas. Gets it to Ferraro. Ferraro has it stolen by Stayhigh at half court. Back to Thomas. Thomas back to Stayhigh. Three on the way. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound George inside, and George lays it in. 27-15. The Irish little trouble right now. Holtzinger dribbles between three players. Gets it behind the defense to Donnelly. Open for the shot. Shoots it way too strong. Mason with the strong rebound. She puts it back up. Shot won't go. Rebound one penny. Gets it left wing to Thomas. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Holtzinger. Stayhigh is back. Teresa sizes her up. Finds Gretchen Ferraro wide open underneath. Has her shot blocked by one penny. And then Gretchen tries to get it back. And she stepped on the end line. Beautiful pass by Holtzinger. But Gretchen's a 5'2" eighth grader. And one penny, who's a 5'4" senior, I would say, blocked the shot. Stayhigh in the left corner. Irish fatigue, as you can really see it right now. They swing it to Thomas. Thomas, right wing to one penny. Irish down 12 now. 20 seconds to go. 14 on the shot clock. Up top to Wyanna. Three on the way out the mark. Won't go. Holtzinger, another rebound. She's triple teamed, and she's fighting to get loose, and they call the jump ball. Dick Hazeltine really getting after you. Teresa was doing everything that she could, moving the ball around. And they were hacking away at her, but they finally got a hold of the ball and the possession arrow to the Eagles. And she's traveling. She's moving on the inbound. You can't do that. There's a shot miss and a foul. Well, the officials called it pretty close in that first quarter as the Eagles committed 6 fouls. The Irish went to the line 12 times. But here in the second quarter, they've only called 3 fouls on the Eagles, and that now is the 5th foul on the Irish. Didn't see who they called that on, but Stayhigh is going to shoot 2 free throws, and her first one is good. So a nice run for the number 2 ranked team in the state, the undefeated Yakima Nation Tribal Girls. It was a 2-point game at one time, but they have scored 12 in a row, up 29-15 as Stayhigh hits the both free throws, and now they come the other way. Quick pass to Ferraro, and Stayhigh fouls her. So with 2.1 seconds to go, Gretchen Ferraro is at the free throw line. 29-15, Irish trail. With 2.1 seconds to go, Gretchen's 1-for-2 at the line. She'll shoot 2 more. First one is off the backboard, catches a little rim, but too strong. So Gretchen is going to be subbed out for Osorio Rivas, but she's shooting a free throw. Second free throw is off the mark as well. Rebound Stayhigh, and she'll huck it up from half court. And then she got it to the rim. But it's off the mark. So DeSales girls were down 15-17, I think it was. Or 16-14. It was 16-14. And then they get outscored 13-2, I think it is, in the final couple minutes. At the half, Lady Irish trail 29-15. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, it's the JV boys game cut into the start of our broadcast, and it was very exciting. The Irish boys JV team came back and won it at the end by a score of 54-51, scoring, I think, 6 points in the last about a minute. And that excitement I carried over to the start of this girls' game. The Lady Irish, third place in the Southeast 1B Great Division. Yakima Nation Tribals girls undefeated at 15-0. And they've gone back and forth between being ranked number one and number two in the state computer rankings. They are currently ranked second. And they beat the Sales girls 70-22 on December 13, including being up 40-4. At the half, but the Sales girls' game plan was excellent. They were beating the pressure most of the time against the Eagles and attacking the basket. The Lady Irish were outscored 13-10 in the first quarter, despite going just 4 of 12 from the free throw line. They were drawing fouls. They were putting a lot of pressure on the Eagles themselves, and they really just didn't take enough advantage. And in the second quarter, I think it was 16-14 at one point. And then the Eagles went on a run and they outscored the Irish 13-1 in the final couple minutes of the second quarter. So the Irish down by 14, but it was really, other than those last couple minutes, a much closer game, but still so much improvement from December 13th at Toppenish, when the Irish girls were down 16-4 after 8 minutes and down 40-4 at the half. So Nick Hazeltine and his coaching staff got to be pleased with the improvement, but you can't be satisfied. They just got to keep trying to get better, and also keep in mind the Lady Irish playing without Peyton Benavidez, their number two scorer on the team. The 5'8 junior is ill and not available. And Audrey Casso, one of their top six players, she's also ill and not available. So Coach Hazeltine's girls, a little fatigue probably setting in those last couple minutes of that first quarter. And Yakima Nation Tribal just keep putting the pressure on you. And they play all their girls. They played a lot of girls in the first half. Irish girls down 29-15. We'll be back with a look at the schedule of upcoming games on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at the half. The Irish cheerleaders conducted their annual cheer camp, and a lot of young girls out dancing around to a nice little dance routine, and a lot of proud parents and grandparents, and nice little visual I've got right now brings back some great memories. One of my former teaching colleagues and coaching partners, most very, very, very successful coach, Kim Cox, responsible for a lot of our state championships in baseball and football, watching his granddaughters. Then he's walking down to go out the doors, and there's Mike Michaels, a longtime DeSales teacher who retired a few years ago. Also a very good coach in basketball and track during his career, and taught history for many years. So those guys having a good visit down there. Just a nice full gym and a lot of great atmosphere, and a lot of that brought into the gym by the Yakima Nation tribal fans who come down in a very strong numbers from Toppenish. Schedule of upcoming games. Of course, we got the boys in the second half of this doubleheader. The DeSales boys finished a 4 games in 5 days stretch from last Friday to Tuesday night. They're 9-3 overall, 6-1 in the division. Yakima Nation Tribals boys, always very, very scrappy. They are 7-9 on the season, 3-6 in the division. And that's one thing. When Yakima Nation comes into your gym or you go to their gym, it's going to be up and down the court, real hard, intense play for 4 quarters. And it's a very entertaining basketball. We'll be back with the halftime stats and second half action. It's the Irish girls basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Quick peek into next week. I got off track talking about the cheer camp. The Lady Irish will be right back in action on Monday. They travel to Mount Fruitter to play Mackay. We will not have that game on the air. And then Tuesday, Oaksdale comes down from the Wheat Division. Oaksdale's girls and boys, I think, are both in second place in the Wheat Division. So that'll be a nice league matchup, but not a division counter. Oaksdale girls will tip off at 5, followed by the boys at 6:30. So that is a little bit earlier start time for a regular weeknight game. Give Oaksdale a chance to get home. And then next Friday and Saturday, Prescott at Prescott and Riverside Christian at Yakima. And that Riverside Christian game will be boys only. Teresa Holtzinger will fire 3 to start the second half. Off the mark, that's, I think, the first three-point attempt for the Irish, and quickly the other way. The Eagles missed the lay-in attempt, rebounded by Rosera. She can't hit it. Rebound Ortuno to Holtzinger, up court to Mendoza. Kick out to Donnelly, to Holtzinger. Teresa checks the defense. Pass left wing to Donnelly. She'll fire the 3, and she banks it in. In the first half, the Cloud girl freshman for the Eagles, banked one in, and Lindley Donnelly, the Hank Warden Edward Jones three, Irish down 29-18. Nice start to the second half. Donnelly, Mendoza, Ortuno, Mason, and Holsinger on the floor for the Irish. Pass inside to Trujillo. She loses the ball out of bounds, and it's off the Sales. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Leading scorer for the Irish is Tessa Mendoza with 5. Addison Mason has 4. George gets it inbounds to Wyanna. Back to George. Down low to Sampson. Back to George. Now to Trujillo Walsey. Good defense by the Irish. Shot clock's going to run out. The Sales girls defend the inbound. Defend for 10 seconds and a turnover. Irish score first. Create the turnover. Now the ball. Donnelly just hit the 3. Has it now to Mendoza. As it looks like the Eagles have changed up their press format, more of a zone press instead of a man-to-man press. They get inside to Mason, and she's fouled hard by Walsey. Trujillo Walsey is a very physical senior girl. She goes about 5'5 or 5'6, but that's her fourth foul. And Mason back at the free throw line. The Sales just 5 of 16 from the line in the first half. Addison will try to find the range, and she leaves it short. She's 2 of 9 now from the line. Holtzinger has 3 points. Lindley Donnelly with that 3-pointer has 3 points. Gretchen Ferraro has 1. 2 for Maddie Ortuno. Second one is also off the mark. Rebounded by Wyanna. Irish hustle back on defense. Wyanna, a cross-court pass for Herseri, and it goes out of bounds right in front of the Eagle bench. And Coach Ken Jamison, his undefeated girls, ranked number 2 in the state. The Lady Irish are giving them all they can handle. Irish break the pressure off the inbound and get it up court to Ortuno. She loses the dribble, knocked away by George, chased down by George. Now to Sampson. Sampson to Trujillo, pass into front court. To Wyanna. Shot won't go. No, that's Stehi. Stehi gets it back now. Herusia gets it inside. She's fouled. Missed the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line. That's Maddie's second foul. And Ty Cresceresa will shoot the free throw. Her first one's off the mark. She's a senior. 2, 3, 4. 5 seniors on the Eagle roster. She had 2 points in the first half. Second free throw is also off the mark. Rebound, Donnelly. Lindley dribbles into a trap in the corner. Gets it to Holtzinger. Now Herisia on her. Teresa trying to dribble out of trouble. She will. Gets it to front court to Mendoza. Mendoza dumps it to Ortuno. Ortuno's shot blocked out of bounds by Sampson. They sprint back. So hard on defense. In the first half, the Irish beat the Eagles down court quite a bit. Irish up 29-18. Down 29-18, excuse me, but the Eagles have not scored yet in the second half. Holtzinger trapped on the baseline. George, the 6-footer, takes it away from her. Now Sampson within the front court. Irish hustle back on defense. George has it, gets it to Sampson. Cross court pass to Stehi. Behind the 3-point line, they'll let her shoot it. And she's off the back iron. Long rebound goes to Wyanna. Back to Stehi. Now to Sampson between the circles. Left wing to George. To Sampson at the foul line. Her shot barely nicks the rim. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Stehi. Good sportsmanship by Teresa Holtzinger. She helps Stehi up. Tiana Stehi, a sophomore, came off the bench, but she leads. There's the second leading scorer for the Eagles with 6. Julia George has 10. Has hit a couple Hank Warden Edward Jones threes and a couple of 2-point field goals as well. We've got a timeout on the floor. The Sales will inbound. The Eagles have not scored here in the third quarter. The Sales down 29-18 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Coach Jameson got 11 girls in the ball game in the first half, and 8 of them scored. Julia George leads them with 10, and a bunch of players are 2 and 3 points. The Irish effort has been excellent in this one. 5:18 to go, third quarter. Holtzinger looking to inbound. And she gets a 5-second call. So, well, man-to-man defense on the inbound. Teresa couldn't find anybody to throw it to, kept hanging on to it. The crowd started yelling for the 5-second call. A lot of people made it down here from Toppenish. There's an inbound pass to Stay High, knocked out of bounds by Ortuno. Now Sampson will take the ball from the official. Ayanna Sampson, a senior, looking to get the ball inside, set up top to George. Deep three. That's Wyena with the three. She hit it. The Hank Warden Edward Jones three, and gets the Eagles on the board in the third quarter. They lead it 32-18. So each team with a three-pointer, the only field goals for either team. Holtzinger finds Ortuno behind the defense. She's fouled and missed the shot, but Ortuno will go to the free throw line. That is, foul was on Haresa. Nice bounce pass by Teresa. Double teamed at the elbow. A little bounce pass to Ortuno. So let's see if Ortuno can find the range. The Irish free throw shooters have struggled. Maddie Ortuno hits the first one. Irish down 32-19. Trail by 14 at the half. They're down 13 right now. Ortuno's second one is off the mark. Rebound George. To Sampson. To Stay High. Back to Sampson. Right corner to Herusia. Now swinging around Wyena. Wyena high post to Sampson. Back to Wyena. Wyena cut off by Donnelly. Picks up her dribble. Top to George. Shot clock at 10. George to Sampson. Long three on the right side. Sampson's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3, 35-19, Eagles. The Eagles hit 12 three-pointers back on December 13th. They can really shoot it once they get going, but DeSales has really gotten them out of their comfort zone. Teresa Holtzinger, a lot of dribbling out front behind the back. Crossover dribble now blocked away by Harris. Holtzinger gets it back. 10 on the shot clock. Holtzinger to the foul line, takes a shot. She's fouled by Stay High and Sampson, who are both there. It's on Sampson. Gutty effort for Teresa, the 5'4 sophomore, really being challenged just as across half court by Ty Kress Haresa, a senior. And Teresa went behind the legs, behind the back, between the legs, crossover, got it knocked away, fought to get it back in the backcourt, and then attacked the basket. And she'll go to the free throw line with 4:08 to go in the third quarter. First free throw by Teresa is off the mark. Hit the front rim, rolled around, hit the backboard, and then rolled off. Osorio Rivas checks in for Donnelly. Gretchen Ferraro will check out as well. Ortuno, Mason, Mendoza, Osorio Rivas, and Holtzinger on the floor. Teresa's second one is good. Teresa has 4 points. Irish down 35-20. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass to Wyena, deep on the left wing. Pass inside, knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Ortuno, and she's called for traveling. Maddie got the ball on the loose ball and then just took off running. But the defense has been very good, putting a lot of pressure on the Eagles at all times. They get it inbound. Sampson's got it. Now George in the right corner. Finds room to shoot the three. He got it behind the screen. Shot won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. Holtzinger, long pass up court, stolen by Wyena. Wyena to George. George, between the circles in front court to Sampson. Right corner, Stay High. Catch and shoot three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound tip. Stay High is going to run it down. Get it to Sampson. They'll reset. High post to Haresa. Haresa on the drive, and she's fouled. The Sales really trying to make the Eagles earn it. That's on Mason. Her first, Addison, the 5'8 freshman. Now, Ty Haresa, senior who did not start but has played quite a bit. She misses the first one. And now, Brooklyn Frazier, the 6'1 senior, will check in for Mason. Holtzinger still in there. She's played the whole game. Second one is missed. Rebound by Donnelly. Donnelly into front court. Has it knocked away by Haresa. Right off one of the Lady Irish cheerleaders. Now the Irish will inbound. In the game for Yakima Nation, Priscilla Thomas, a junior who started the ball game. She comes in for Stay High. Inbound to Holtzinger. Gets by Haresa. Haresa back in front of her now. Got slapped right. Teresa looks at the official, said, "She just slapped me." Teresa keeps playing. Goes by Haresa, drives in strong on George, takes a shot, foul, rebound by Holtzinger, puts it back up, it won't go. The foul, I thought she was going to get called on the foul, but it was a blocked shot, I guess, and now Wyanna comes the other way and lays it in. Sales down 37-20. Irish just one field goal here in the third quarter, that by Donnelly, who banked one in early on. Teresa Holtzinger getting very tired. She is working extremely hard against a very talented group of Eagles. Mason checks back in, as does Gretchen Ferrara. Holtzinger's playing the whole game, it looks like. They get in bouncer. Teresa knocks it away from her. Ball's loose, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Teresa, and Teresa Holtzinger, nice sportsmanship, helps the senior up. 37-20. Toppenish with the lead. They get it down to Holtzinger on the baseline. Gets inside on Haresa, puts a shot up and in, and she's fouled. Teresa Holtzinger just keeps playing hard. And the foul is on Haresa, the senior. They're having quite a battle. And Teresa, not to be denied there, a chance to complete a three-point play. The Irish down 37-22. You're listening at home, they're down by 15, they're getting killed. But these girls got beat 70-22 by these Eagles in December. Teresa misses a free throw. Eagles with the rebound, they come the other way. Irish hustle back on defense. They swing it around to Wyanna, a three on the way. She banks it in. That's the third banked in three the Eagles have had. The Irish have had one as well. Irish down 40-22. Now to Holtzinger on the trail. She's stripped by Thomas. Wyanna's got it on the loose ball. They know Teresa's their main player, and they're really attacking her every time she has the ball. They swing it to Thomas. Left corner to Wyanna. On to Sampson. To George. To Osorio. Horacio hits the lay-in. Good ball movement by the Eagles. They've opened up a 20-point lead. Get into Mason, and Mason's fouled by Sampson. That's puts the Eagles over the limit, so Mason will walk the other way to the free throw line, which has not been kind to the 5'8 freshman. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This will be her sixth trip to the line. She is currently 2 of 10 from the stripe. The Sales has had the chances at the free throw line, but it's been kind of miserable. The Irish have not hit two in a row in the game. Mason hits the first one. Got a chance to make two in a row. Addison has 5 points. The Sales unofficially are 8 for 24 from the free throw line. Mason's second free throw is off the back iron. Rebounded by number 40, Sione Starr, who's into the ball game for the first time. Up to Thomas, three on the way, off the iron, rolls off, tipped. George ends up with it. Now it goes off of Starr. Holtzinger's got the loose ball. She's triple team, passes through it to Mendoza. They've got a 3-on-2. Mendoza gets it to Ortuno, finds Mason. Ball fake. Now to Ferraro. Ferraro takes a shot, partially blocked. Gresham's just 5'2". Tough for her to get a shot off. 1:29 to go, third quarter. Irish down 42-23. Pass up top to George between the circles. She'll fire a long three off the iron. Won't go. Long rebound chased down by Mendoza. Mendoza up the left side. Cloud chasing her. Cloud pushes her in the back. No call. Holy smokes. Missed shot. Rebound by the Eagles. Pass up court. Stolen by Ortuno. Boy, the girls for both teams are going to be worn out. To Holtzinger. Three on the way in transition. It's off the mark. She had a good look. One of the few she'll have in this game. George with the rebound. Long pass up court. Stolen by Holtzinger. Holtzinger heads the other way. George is back. And Teresa puts it up and in with the left hand, and she's fouled. Teresa had Gretchen Frau on the right side. George, a 6-foot senior, was back with her hands up. Teresa made just a slight fake with her right hand that she was going to pass it. That froze George's feet. Then Teresa went with a little left-hander up off the glass and drew the foul. I like that play. 49.7 seconds to go in the half. Irish down 42-25. Teresa's free throw is up and good. Completes the three-point play. Teresa has 9 points to lead the Irish now, 6 in this quarter. And she's going to get a break, and the fans should all be cheering for Teresa right now, but they're not. Got to pay attention, fans. Teresa gets her first break of the game. 47 seconds to go in the third. Swing it to Thomas. Back to Cloud. Cloud has it knocked away by Soria. Cloud gets it back. Now gets it over to Starr. Shot clock down to 12 to Thomas. 3 on the way off the iron. Won't go. Rebound to Soria. Soria on the drive the other way. 3 girls are back. Gets it to Donnelly. Donnelly gets Mason inside. Goes up strong. She's fouled. The Sales girls, the pattern fast break. They're getting the ball to the middle, players on the wing, and then Mason, the post player, runs as fast as she can to the block, and they beat the defense. The foul was on Cloud, her second, and Addison Mason back at the line again to shoot 2. Irish down 42-26. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Mason misses the first one. Irish down by 16. They trail by 3 at the end of the first quarter. We're down by just 2 late into the second quarter, and then a big run by the Eagles opened up a 14-point halftime lead. Mason misses both free throws. 20 seconds to go in the third. Now up top it goes to Thomas. And we got a whistle and a reach-in foul on Osorio. Coach Hazeltine doesn't mind that. You slow them down. Now they've got to inbound the ball. Shot clock is off. And Thomas, Priscilla Thomas, a junior for the Eagles, will stand right in front of one of the Eagles' assistant coaches. Gets it into Cloud. Back to Thomas. Now in the lane to Wyanna. 8-footer up and good. The Sales will break down there on defense. Wyanna, easy shot. She's got 10 in the quarter, 13 for the game. Ahead to Ortuno. Ortuno cross court to Donnelly. Donnelly will fire the 3 off the iron at the buzzer. Well, Lindley banked one in to start the third quarter. She just about got one to end the third quarter. It was there, just a little short. The Sales girls down 44-26 with 8 minutes left. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales, a very competitive quarter, outscored 15-11 in that third quarter. The Eagles made 3 3-point field goals. Lindley Donnelly hit one for the Irish. But the Eagles will start this fourth quarter with the ball. It got slapped away and out of bounds, so they'll inbound it again. Now Cloud has it. She's double-teamed out front, gets it to Thomas. Pass inside to Lara, Nika Lara, freshman in the ballgame, right corner to Cloud, up top to Thomas. Thomas to Wyanna, 7 on the shot clock. Wyanna's between the circles to Cloud, to Thomas. She'll fire one at 2 seconds on the shot clock. Off the mark, rebound tip by Holtzinger, controlled by Mason. Irish want to run. Mendoza picks up her dribble, gets it to Holtzinger. Teresa will hold the ball. Teresa leads the Irish in scoring with 9. She has really battled with the Eagles. They pass it inside, Ortuno does, but Nobody's there. So Maddie just turned and threw it out of bounds. Irish turn it over. Well, I don't want to jinx the Irish, but even if they don't score another point in this ball game, this has been a great improvement. Losing to these guys 70-22 on December 13 in Tompkins. There's a steal knocked away by Mendoza. Loose ball picked up by the Irish. Back to Mendoza. Her lay-in attempt too strong. She gets the ball back, kicks it to Mason. Mason, eight-footer. She's got it. The Sales scores first in the fourth quarter. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Their hustle plays have created some offense. To Cloud for three off the iron, won't go. Rebounded by Starr. Starr kick it out to Wayena. Now to Thomas, to Cloud, to Lara. Lara goes baseline. She's fouled by Ortuno on the drive. Coach Jamison, undefeated Yakima Nation girls team. He's committed to playing all his girls. They've got this in control on the scoreboard. He's just going to get a lot of players in the ballgame. Has been from the start. They kick it out to Wyena. She shoots a three, won't go. Holtzinger, another rebound. She's got at least 10, maybe 15. Ahead to Mendoza. Mendoza misses the lay-in. Rebound tip can chase down by Mason. Mason passes left wing behind Donnelly and out of bounds. And Teresa Holtzinger, ever the leader, encouraging the freshman Mason. Teresa's just a sophomore, but she's been the starting point guard since her eighth grade year, and she's a special player from a leadership standpoint and an effort standpoint, just in a lot of ways. 6:14 to go in the ballgame. Irish down 44-28. Cloud in the corner to Onepenny. Onepenny, a senior, one of five seniors on this roster, but they play a lot of different age groups. Shot by Thomas. It's a long jumper. It's a two-pointer. She had her foot on the line. Their first basket of the fourth quarter. They get inside to Mason, quickly running the other way. She can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound. Has it taken away by Cloud. Cloud up the court the other way. She's going to take it all the way the other way. Miss a shot. Wyanna with the rebound. Puts it up. Won't go. Rebound Thomas. Thomas shoots it over Mason. Shot won't go. Rebound Ortuno. Good block out by Maddie. Outlet to Holtzinger. Long pass up court. Mendoza behind the defense. Can't find room to shoot. She has it knocked away. Ball's loose out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. And for the Eagles, Tyjae Thomas. Tyjae Thomas had 18 points in the game up in top, and she's hardly played in this one. They've got so many different girls that can score on any given night. Mendoza inbounded in the corner. Nope. I thought she was going to try to give it to Holtzinger up top to Mason. Mason has to go through her hands to Ortuno. Ortuno will fire up a wild shot. It won't go. Mason gets the rebound, goes up strong and hits the deck, and the whistle blows, and it's traveling. So Addy a little frustrated there. So is Coach Hazeltine. 46-28, Irish down by 18. Now in between the circles, Alara, right wing to Cloud. Cloud with Gretchen Ferraro and her up top to Thomas. Now to Alara at the foul line. Kick out to Starr. Starr takes a three, that's TJ Thomas. Or Tyjae, T-I-J-O-I. She misses it. Irish with the rebound in front court to Mendoza. Now to Holtzinger. Timeout to Sales. 4:57 to go. Coach Hazeltine really happy with his kids' effort. He asked the officials, where are you going to inbound the ball? So you just got to keep coaching up your girls and get them ready for tournament play at the end of the month. 46-28, Lady Irish down by 16. We'll get the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales down 46-28. That tough second quarter. They were down 13-10 after 8 minutes. Ended up getting outscored 16-5 in the second quarter, but it was very low scoring. I think it was about a 2-point ball game with a couple minutes to go in the quarter, and the Eagles finished the quarter on a 12 or 13 point run. Get the to Holtzinger at the foul line area in the inbound. She has it knocked away. Loose ball to the Eagles. Head the other way. One penny's going to lay it in. So that inbound play didn't work too good. 48-28. It's one of those games that seems a lot closer than the final score is going to indicate. Holtzinger drives in. She's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line. The foul is on Ty-J Thomas, and Teresa will shoot two free throws. Teresa will try to get into double figures here. She had a nice third quarter. Scored 6 in the quarter, 9 for the game, and she hits the first free throw. So Teresa has 10 points. Kind of a no-brainer tonight. Teresa will be our Dairy Queen player of the game. What an effort. Teresa's second free throw is off the mark. Rebound by Cloud, ball knocked away by Gretchen Ferraro, and then there's a loose ball battle. We got a whistle on the fouls. Are they going to call a foul or just, yeah, the foul's going to be on Gretchen going after. She tipped the ball away and then dove hard after it, pick up her second foul. The Lady Irish effort level has just been excellent against the number 2 team in the state, an undefeated 15-0 record. They'll go to 16-0 in this one, but this is probably one of the toughest games they've been in all year. They had a fairly close one against Sunnyside Christian and one in a non-league against Cross Point Christian. Trujillo Walsley drives baseline, has her shot blocked by Holtzinger, and then out of bounds off the Eagles. Now Holtzinger throws it deep to Ortuno behind the defense, makes the catch, and she'll put it up and in. Teresa said, go deep, and Ortuno did. She caught it. One dribble, set her feet, let the defender go by, and laid it in. Irish down 48-31. Up top the Cloud to Thomas. Thomas, swing it over to Starr. Starr fires a 3, out the mark, won't go. Rebound by Thomas. Kicks it back to Starr. Starr to Cloud. Cloud will fire the 3 straight away. She hits it. Step back 3 by Serena Cloud, her second Hank Warden 3, Edward Jones 3 of the game. Now the Irish come up court. Mason has the ball at half court, tries to throw it ahead to Ferraro and out of bounds. DeSales turns it over. 51-31, Eagles. Cloud checks out. And into the game, back into the game comes Sampson. Ken Jamison, Eagle coach, has really played a lot of girls in the ball game. They lead it by 20. And each game, it's, well, there's a few girls that are really solid every game, but the rest of the players just take turns for the Eagles. There's a loose ball out front. Holtzinger gets it and takes it into front court. She's reached in and fouled. Teresa has, and the whole team has just really matched the effort of the Eagles and made this a fun game to watch. The foul is on Starr. Oh, Ty-J Thomas, her second. Starr. It's only her second. Okay. Oh, that was her third. Mendoza inbound it. Gets it in the right corner to Ortuno. Walsey right on her. Just reaches over her head and ties her. How do you not call that a foul? Her elbow is right in her throat as she reaches around to grab the ball. 3:07 to go in the ball game. Possession arrow to the Lady Irish. Teresa inbound it. Irish look to get it inside. Nobody open there. Up top it goes to Ferraro. She'll chase it down in backcourt. It's not an over and back violation. She'll get it to Holtzinger. Teresa will work it into front court with Ty-J Thomas on her. Teresa still with the dribble. Thomas reaching in. Holtzinger gets by her, puts a shot up off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Teresa has answered every challenge. She's had a couple of turnovers, but she has played so well in this ball game. She is taking every shot that the Eagles can give her, and got to be a lot of respect between the Eagles roster and Teresa. Teresa knocks the ball away from Sampson. 2:47 to go. Eagles will go to 16-0 and at least maintain their number 2 state ranking. Starr to Sampson, to George, who checked back in. They get it to Thomas. Thomas' shot won't go. Holtzinger with the rebound. She's dribbling around. One penny now. Trujillo comes at her. Now she gets it over the top of the pressure to Mendoza. And that's a 10-second. Oh, no. Timeout, Nick Hazeltine. So a 10-second violation was going to be called. Nick Hazeltine gets the timeout. 2:26 to go. Every possession is a battle and an opportunity to get better. Irish Town 51-31 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales girls, as I mentioned, heading to the break, a little bit of coach talk, I guess. The outcome is no longer in doubt, but you play the regular season to get into that league tournament. And that's really the second season. You get in that league tournament to compete and advance to district. And last year, the Lady Irish did well at that, improved all season long, and they were one game away from making it to state regionals. And the Irish girls playing a team that made it to state last year and are currently undefeated. Holtzinger throws it behind the defense to Mason, wide open for the lay-in, and she misses it. And now the Eagles with the rebound. They come the other way. Trujillo lays it in. Teresa Holtzinger, the beautiful pass. They just couldn't finish it. Trujillo's first basket of the game. And there's a steal by George. Actually, four of the five starters are on the floor here at the end of the game. No, actually, that's one penny. One penny hits the lay-in. The Eagles are stretching it out now, 55-31. Ahead to Ortuno. Kick out to Mendoza. Cross court to Donnelly. Donnelly gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger has it knocked away, and a push foul is going to be called. I think that's on Tyjae Thomas. And that's just the third foul on the Eagles here in the fourth quarter. And into the, no, they wanted the sub to come in, but they'd already given the ball to Teresa. She'll throw it for Mendoza. Mendoza wasn't quite ready for it. It's going to be turnover on the Irish. Teresa wanted Mendoza to cut to the corner, and then Teresa threw it out of bounds. Osorio, now they should give a big round of applause to the Irish girls who come out of the ballgame with a great effort. Nobody, well, I clapped. Teresa sits down. Mendoza sits down. Mason sits down. 1:42 to go in the ballgame. Frazier's in for the Irish, as is Osorio Rojas Ferraro. There's a loose ball on the floor. Tuno's got it, but she throws it right to Walsey, who lays it in. Ferraro bringing it in front court, knocked out of bounds by one penny. 1:22 to go in the ball game. Now into the game comes eighth grader Natalie Michaels. Grandpa Mike over there watching. Natalie was our player of the game out in Tushy. She hit a couple baskets. That's pretty cool that Grandpa Mike gets to watch Natalie in a varsity ball game. Now to Osorio to Donnelly, long 17-footer off the back iron, won't go. Rebound tip controlled by George. George with to Sampson in the front court. Cross court now to Wyanna. Three on the way, off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Michaels. Outlet to Rivas. Osorio Rivas in the front court, has it stolen away by one penny. One penny has it taken back away from her by Rivas, and Rivas is going to be fouled trying to put it back up. So Liliana Osorio Rivas took it right back from one penny. And then Sampson fouls her, and Osorio Rivas will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I don't think the Irish are going to beat this team, but the Irish have been to the free throw line so many times. I forgot to add them up. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14-16. These are the 31st and 32nd free throw opportunities for the Irish, and they've only made 10 of them. Osorio's second one is good. She missed the first one. Irish down 57-32. We're in the final minute. Horacia gets it to George. Back to Horacia. Puts a shot up and in. A couple of seniors playing catch there. And they get it in front court to Rosario. To Hernandez, who's checked into Frazier. Frazier's shot won't go. Rebound. Horacia. 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. They'll get it to Wyena. They don't have to shoot, but they'll probably work it around. Coach Jameson says, move it around. Let's do some. Just pass it around, he says. Trujillo will pass it up to George, and they are going to let the clock run out. Wyena with it. And the Eagles will go to 16-0, but they know they were in a game on the road. They beat the Sales 59-32. We'll be back with the totals on 94.1 FM KHSS.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high-performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, when these teams played on December 13th, the league opener for both the DeSales and Yakima Nation girls, the line score for the Lady Irish in that ball game was 4-0, 11-7 for 22 points. Yakima Nation Tribal, 16-24, 19-11 for a total of 70. They beat the Lady Irish by 48 points, 70-22. The Lady Irish lose this one by 17. The line score for the Lady Irish, 10-5, 11-7. For the Eagles, 13-16, 15-15. The Irish girls, except for a couple of tough spurts late in the second quarter when the Eagles went on a 12-0 run, I think it was, to stretch out a two-point lead up to 14 at the half. And then the Irish hung in there the rest of the way, outscored 15-11 in the third quarter, 15-7 in the fourth quarter. And the Eagles are a very, very good team. They go to 16-0. The Irish fall to 7-6 on the season. The Eagles undefeated, of course, in league play at 9-0. The Lady Irish fall to 4-3. The Lady Irish will next play on Monday at Mack High. Girls at Mack High will tip off at 6:30. That will not be on the radio. Let's look at the individual totals for the two teams. Coach Ken Jamison's Eagles, he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All 12 girls got in the game, and 9 of them scored points. 3 for Ayana Sampson. 4 for Ty Crest-Horacia. 4 for Priscilla Thomas. 6 for Serena Cloud. 6 for Tiana Stayhigh. All in the second quarter when she kind of got that run, helped get that run going for the Eagles. And then 2 players in double, or excuse me, 9 points for Amber Onepenny. 6 of those in the fourth quarter. And then 2 players in double figures. Julia George, a talented 6-foot senior, 10 points. She did not score in the second half. And then Mykesa Wyena, 13 points. She had all her points in the first and third quarter. The Eagles hit 12 three-point field goals back on December 13th. Tonight they had 5 in the first half and 4 more in the second half. So a total of 9 threes. So the Irish did a better job on that in all areas. Much, much, much improved. So the Irish girls, free throws for the Eagles, 2 of 7. The Irish kept them off the free throw line, which was a big bugaboo for the Irish girls. The Sales girls, 32 points. Coach Hazelton got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 girls in the ballgame. And remember, the Irish are shorthanded. Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, our number 2 scorer on the season, who had 10 and 12 points in 2 games during the week this week. She was home ill, as was Audrey Kosser, who sometimes starts, and if not, she's the first player off the bench. She was also 6. So a gutty effort by the Lady Irish, shorthanded as well. 1 point for Gretchen Ferraro, 1 for Liliano Osorio Rivas, 3 for Lindley Donnelly. She banked in the 3 to start the second half. They got the Irish within 11, but that was their only field goal till late in the quarter. 5 points for Maddie Ortuno, 5 for Tessa Mendoza, 7 for Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman. A lot of hustle, a lot of hard work. She had 2 field goals and struggled from the free throw line. She went there 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 times to the line. She got 3 of them to go in. She got... thank you. She got 3 of them to go in for 7 points. And that free throw shooting would have been a way for the Irish to keep it a little closer. And then Teresa Holtzinger, 10 points, a 5'4" sophomore. 3 points in the first half, 7 in the second half. She battled and battled and battled, running things from the point guard position, working super hard. And she's our Dairy Queen player of the game. That's a no-brainer. The Sales just 11 of 32 from the free throw line. So even if they shoot 50%, that's 5 more points. Would have helped at least a little bit. But they got there. I'm sure the game plan was to get to the free throw line. They did. They just couldn't make very many of them when they got there. In fact, the Sales never did make 2 in a row at the line, as according to my notes. Of course, my notes are, as always, unofficial. So the Irish girls will fall to 4-3 in the division, 7-6 overall. They'll play Mackay on Monday, tip off at 6:30 in Melton Freewater. We will not have that game on the air. And with that, we're going to end this girls' broadcast. And when we come back, we'll be talking boys' basketball. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions. And at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.